Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Live, right here with DJ E Monster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget you can get more information about the show because we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Google Plus. Go to monsterusradio.com and you can get more information on everything that you need to know about right there, all in one convenient spot. So, all right, tonight we got an interview with somebody who I met on a 10 p.m. conference call, and I'm telling y'all, this dude right here, he goes in, he's Wu-Tang Clan Killer Bee member, Born Divine, also known as Da Vinci, right here on Monsters Radio. We got an interview coming up with him in just a little bit, so stick with me. I guess let's just go ahead and knock it off. It's Karma Cafe. You know what that means. It's Woosa. It's the day where we get to vent. Y'all been working all week long, and I don't want y'all to bust somebody till you see the white meat. Get eggs. So call me up, vent. Get it off your chest. We going to make it do what it do. So check it out. We just going to go ahead and get into the show, and it starts right about now.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Check it out. This is for the band, Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E.
Yo.
Two-seater. It's called Hustle Hustle. Monsters Radio. Online radio with the Roar, DJ E Monster, Fret My City TV, my music plug, True Beyond Entertainment.
Hustle, 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 all I know.
Yeah, yeah, I went from nothing to something, seen my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch, mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. That shit'll make you wonder. I remember being broke, kitchen at 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine, but the 23 Dallas had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene, get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we were snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You'll probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday to Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle long.
I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets by what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gon' hustle long.
Get you a dick, you will leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny, trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I wanna do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bras about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting, keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle.
Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy. We're getting ready for this epic interview coming up here in just a bit, but check it out. This right here is a dude from my Twin Cities. It's called Out the Gate. This is Lil Chin on the track. Don't forget, I am your music plug. You need to get a hold of any of these artists booking or just their music. Contact me, DJ E. Monk.
Straight out the gate, I'm coming. 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 Straight out the gate, I'm coming.
is LCO. Nah, that's the old flow. I'm at your head, something like a GoPro. In case you don't know, more beats than Fogo. You in love with Coco? Well, I got you, bro. Thumb finger, that's the ones that know so. Middle finger, that's for the popos. I don't shoot craps, cause that's too narrow. Only shoot high dive for them dinero. Who the Southside bitch doing Southside shit? We getting money, you know how the Southside is. I'm getting head, duck the head, looking around. You didn't hear me then, but you look at me now. Back in the day, 900 a pound. I got you same prices, a couple more down. Need a couple more, let me pull out my cow. Do the mathematics and break that shit down. Whole time, I've been peeping the scenery, flipping these packs and counting my greenery. If you need a bag, I'm where you need to be. Rub the money lamp and up here's the GG. Huh, what you tryna say? Nigga, who you with? And what you tryna pay? You claim to be a real nigga, but you kinda fake. And I heard you wanna die bad, but you kinda late. Pause. Hold on for a minute. I be switching out of cars like these motherfuckers winning. You between me and you, so don't bring your asses in it. Can't look me in my eye, cause my fucking glasses tinted. God damn it, nigga. The way I spit, they should ban a nigga. Yeah, my last gun, god damn my nigga. But I don't give a fuck, I got hands, my nigga. I'm a 90s baby, but Lacey raised me not to be lazy and to get this gravy. Stay strapped like Navy, be smooth like babies, and to move like crazy and effect like rabies. Rule of the street, shoulda be shot. Rule of the street, never get caught. Rule of the street, never love a thot. Cause if she fucks the ops, you'll be in the box. You can't believe it or not. She get the keys to the spot, you'll be steaming the hot. You know she's steaming the plot. Just to give it to another nigga, you got the camera. But I get the picture. Oh, you thought she was really fucking with it? That goes for you and a bunch of niggas. So why another nigga straight loving your children? I'm back to the money like government buildings. I'm banging my music and fucking they daughter. All these blue hundreds like bottles of water. Hard as a rock, it couldn't be harder. Rap so well, you can call me Chief Carter. Pop the fuse in, get to sleep harder. Head so good, a bitch couldn't be smarter. So much weed around, you can call me Lee Carter. Y'all niggas can't see me like sea water. On probation, I'm still smoking. I know that's your bitch, but I'm still soaking. But the yesterday and she still soaking. You a blood, but be in the field loafing. Go cross town and you still focus. I can see both sides like you build open. You a snitch if the deal open. I got my blunt in water and it's still popping.
Straight out the gate, I'm coming. 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 Straight out the gate, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Lil Chief on the track. He said right off the tape he's coming. So hey, check it out. I got the man of the hour on the line, and we gonna get into it right after his track right quick. Check it out, y'all. This is Born Da Vinci.
Light the Stars, Monsters Radio.
Ooh-wee.
Yo, pages of my life, man. It's the Better Life Movement. Germany. Born Da Vinci, man. I'm at it again. We up in Daddy Max,
let's
man.
Let's go. Come on.
Some of y'all yeah. know me. It's
welcome
born
to my world.
I just got a story to tell. I want y'all to listen and walk with me for a second. Let me paint the picture of my ups and my downs. Look through the eyes of this child right here. Let's go. 16, 17 on the search for cream. 18, 19 selling coke and fiends. 20, 21 started banging my gun. 22, 23 fresh on from DOC. 24, 25 I'm glad I made it to see. 26, 27 will my destiny be. 28, 29 still living for crime. 30, 31, no more doing that time. I'm trying to be on the island popping bottles of wine. My bottle's so darn, that's the type of shit that I'm on. Me and my whole team going overseas, the hour. Coming back to the States, we blowing. You y'all know him from way back when. The kid that took all them shots on the chin. Came back and I got it on. Got it now, I'm just so far gone. Y'all can't touch them. Talking my life, man. Think y'all feel me yet? God, shit, think too, baby. Don't know or understand, but they speculate. The kid was are today. And way back then, that was like drug money. The ghetto children, getting Johnson's, the penny candy store. For a sugar rush, we all lined up outside the front door to bag up cookies like bundles of raw. Me, Devin, Orlando, and Little Joy, the neighborhood tomboy with no hesitation. In time, we grew up and spread abroad. After fifth grade graduation, drug dealers started drafting. Kids straight out of school with that hunger and that dedication. Right around 86, let's go. Damn, we stole. My childhood was a trip. You know the tune, man. What up, Cap Melody? Yo, I just want you to pay attention. Life got deep like the movie Fresh. I analyze friends and fam like a game of chess. Taking a deep breath, feeling butterflies in my stomach and the tightness in my chest. Looking at the whole board before I take my next step, so I don't end up like Orlando Payne and get wet like Chucky in the fifth grade. With his blood pouring to rain, double barrels to the face and the brain. How can it be explained? The things that a young man been through and seen. My male role models was alcoholics, web drug dealers, and dope fiends. Robbing me and mom's blind, but they try to front like they clean. Signing out, but they putting in the vibe scene. In their eyes, my eyes they dream. While I cried by my bedside asking God, why? My life.
Yeah, that's Born Divine, also known as Born Da Vinci. Ooh-wee, this is his music right here on Monsters Radio. So, hey, we're about to open up the lines and talk to him here. Let's go over here and talk to the man of the hour, Born Divine. What's good, bruh?
Light him up, light him up, light him up. You know what I mean? Big shout-out to Monsters Radio. My Music That's Plug, you know what I'm saying? All-Star Promoters Radio, Erica Robinson, you know, we in the building.
Yeah, baby. That's what's up. So, all right, hopefully we can get Miss Robinson to call in here in just a little bit. Also drop to us a little bit about her network and what she got going on. But before we get to all that, bro, it's about you tonight. It's about you right now. So here's the thing that we do around here, bro. We do a thing. It's called the Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. I used to have a weatherman, but he quit talking about he too good to take food stamps now. But when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So why don't you go ahead and tell the people where you at, bruh, and what's the weather like? Hello.
Yeah, I'm down here in Bodymore, Murderland, Baltimore, Maryland, my home city. And today, the weather a little breezy, a little cool, real windy. You know what I'm saying? Like tornado gust winds and whatnot. Like it's real icy out here right now.
Uh-huh, right. It's still that bird season, as I call it.
Yeah.
So, all right, bro. So, you know, before we get into all your musical exploits, you dig, and all your accolades and everything, why don't we let the people get to know who you are just a little bit. So why don't you tell the people, I mean, who is Born Divine as a person outside of music? I mean, are you a cashier, a lawyer, a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who is Born Divine outside of music?
Outside of music, Born Divine is a father, an activist, you know, very community and family orientated. You know, I spend a lot of time focusing on the growth and development of family, you know, and as well as community, you know, family, but family being the chief cornerstone of community, you know, and
right.
I do a lot of work with kids, troubled at-risk youth, you know, I help a lot of programs out and put a lot of work and time in, You know, so that's what I do outside of music more than anything, is teach these young children that, like, you don't have to be a gangster or a thug in order to make it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be a Blood or a Crip or anything to be somebody. You know, you ain't got to be a rapper to be somebody. You know what I mean? But take pride in the gifts and the talents that the Most High bless you with, and learn how to multiply that into a prosperous way of living for yourself and your family. You know what I mean? So that's a passion of mine, man, you know, to be able to teach, because my mother's a teacher, you know. My mother's a teacher. My father was a poet, you know what I mean? And I'm in the middle. So that's what I do, man, outside of music.
Okay, okay. So where are you originally from?
I'm from Baltimore City, man, East Baltimore to be exact. You know, born and raised right here, home city, the home of the wire.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll ask you two more questions because, hey, I can already tell from talking to you now, just starting out, hey, we could go for a little while. You got a very interesting story. But tell us what it's like, what it was like growing up in Baltimore for you as a kid. Compared to how it is today, especially after, you know, all the big, you know, thing that happened there not too long ago.
Yeah, man. I mean, when I was a kid, it was totally different because you had the crack epidemic hit the hood. And I remember like vividly how community was back then. I mean, you had black-owned, black-ran businesses, a few, like corner stores and bars. You had people that knew your family, like they knew your grandparents and your parents, and you could be sent to the store, and it was like family. Like, you walk in, they know you since you was, before you was born. They knew you. So when you come in, it was all love, you know. Sometimes you could even get stuff on the arm until next week when your mama get paid. You know, oh, my mama said, you know, can we get some eggs until next week she get paid? And, you know, they give you that. So the atmosphere was a lot different. And I remember when, you know, the Asians first moved in the hood and opened up their carryouts and stores. And then I remember when the black-owned bar and the black-owned corner store and carry out all shut down, and then the Asians bought those buildings and opened up. I remember everything vividly when it happened. And then I remember the heroin epidemic and how it went down in my hood. I remember the violence and the guns play that was going on when I was a kid. You know, so the change from then until now is we were forced to be men early in life and start doing things for self, and we were forced to like, you couldn't come through my hood and be weak in no kind of way, you know what I mean, because you would get jumped on instantly. You know, it was a fight. You gotta fight, and then even if you wasn't weak, it was a fight, you know what I mean. You couldn't go through Latrobe Projects or one of the projects, Flag House. You couldn't even walk through unless you was from around there, you got family from around there, without getting into a fight. Like, it was serious, you know. So at a young age, 13, 14, 15, you know, people was already on the gunplay tip, you know, at a young age, you know.
Right.
Stab wounds and all kinds of shit, you know, shooting up schools and, you know, all that shit was going on when I was a young kid. So today, you got people that they do it for recognition and for a name. We did it for survival. They do it to be seen. You know, so there's a whole different atmosphere. And then also, we didn't just do it. We did it when it was no other choice. Then I gotta break. If my life was in danger, then I gotta break out that gun. You know what I'm saying? That's people of my generation. But for the most part, though, we'll scrap it out. Though, we catch you when I see you, I'm gonna punch you in your mouth. Yeah. That was real. You know what I mean? Like back then, when somebody say, "I'm gonna hit you in your mouth when I see you," that's what it was. When I see you, it's on. I don't care if we're in the school hallway or the principal's office. It's on. You know what I mean? But now it's like you beat somebody in a fight and they automatically run and get the gun. You know what I mean? Back then it was, I beat you in a fight, and the next time I see you, I got to fight again. It was always a rematch. You know, so a lot of these kids now, man, they just got weaker, man. Like, you know, a lot of them was just raised, and not to say that I wasn't raised by a single mother, because I was. A lot of them was raised by single women, but back then we had uncles that were relevant. Back then we had grandparents that was relevant. You know, nowadays grandparents ain't really relevant like they used to be. They in the clubs getting their shake on versus helping the children grow. You know, say they say it takes a village. You know, if you ain't got that village, then the children lacking in multiple. They not as well rounded. You know, and that's in some communities, not all communities, because you got some communities that's still well-rounded. You know, I've been all over the country, and I've seen a lot, and I've learned a lot, and come in contact with a lot of people. And running with Capadonna and Wu-Tang, me and Capadonna was on an Indian reservation one time, and we was giving away Wu-Wear, and the kids was, you know, coming from all over the place to see us, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? And it was real. It was real. Like, you could see the poverty. You could see what's going on, and they're forced to live a certain kind of way. And in the hood, now in Baltimore, it's like a lot of these dudes are starting to wake up and starting to do a lot of positive things with themselves. And these are some of the things that you don't see on the news when they talk about Baltimore. All they talk about is the violence and the mayhem, but they don't never talk about the good shit that goes on here. Like, you know, when they had the Safe Streets program and they were stopping murders that was happening throughout the city. That was a powerful program at that time. Then that program got corrupted. We don't know how it got corrupted, but it eventually got corrupted.
Right, you know? Right.
And that seems to happen a lot once we get a positive thing going on, because prison industrialism makes more money off of us going to prison. You know, so they gonna find a way to corrupt something that's stopping us from killing us. You know,
right?
When we start stopping us from killing us, they always find a way to destroy it. You know, so that's right. What I noticed as far as here in Baltimore, the difference, the corruption is more subtle. You know. You got people that's in office, that's in position, and they talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, they don't have no real control. You know, Miss Mosby with the Freddie Gray case, she talked about she's committed to serving justice and nobody's above the law, but I'm sure that after she made all of those statements, she finally started realizing how tied her hands was, and that's why on the first trial you got a hung jury. You know what I mean? So now... we possibly looking at, because of that one hung jury, we possibly looking at cops getting away with murder. You know what I'm saying? Of an innocent man that had no reason of being locked up in the first place. So, you know, we going through a renaissance period here, man. You know?
Right.
It's about to be a big change. And once it happened in one city, it's going to start spreading across the country. You know, so a lot of things are different, man. Racism is more subtle, you know, but creeping out in certain areas blatantly, you know. I remember back in the day, you didn't really even see in the hood, you really didn't see a lot of white people unless it was the police coming to look for somebody. You know what I mean? Now there is no, like now there is no more hood. Like, it ain't hood no more. Like, you got, it's multicultural everywhere you go in the city now. John Hopkins University bought up the whole East Baltimore. So everything is college campuses, it's mad diverse, you know what I mean? The row houses, a lot of them is gone, which is cool because they improving the community. But as you know, when they start doing that, they start moving us out, you know. A lot of people go to jail. A lot of people get moved out to the outskirts. So a lot of changes going on,
right,
man. They improving the city because of tourism, and I can understand that, but I think that in bettering the city, you should develop programs to better the people that are already there and provide jobs for those people, education and jobs for those people, you know, in order to flourish versus busing them out, moving them out, and locking them up and, you know, and injecting them with more test drugs. Because in spite of everything, Johns Hopkins is one of the biggest medical facilities in the world. Yet, we have one of the highest drug addiction rates in the country, or the world for that matter. Baltimore City is a drug addiction city. So it's almost like people are lab rats for them at Johns Hopkins University, you know, and that's what's really popping. You know, there's a lot of drug addiction. If it ain't heroin, it's methadone, which methadone ain't nothing but a watered down version of heroin. You know, so.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, it get deep, right? It get deep.
It get
deep, man. Like, and some of us got family members that they caught up on that drug addiction. You know,
right?
And there's no way that we could save them. It's like they caught in it, and we tried to save them, but we can't because they don't want to come back to reality. Reality too painful for them. See what I'm saying? So they escape the pain through that drug, and it's like until we step to the forefront and totally eliminate those who produce the drugs, it ain't going nowhere, man. We're gonna be trapped in that everlasting cycle, but. You know.
Right.
Until we unite, we can't get it popping. So that's how I see it, my G. Between then and now, yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad that we even went down that road. Just, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, a lot of people, they come in for the music or whatnot, but sometimes there's things that need to be dropped, some seeds to be planted, let them grow in your mind. So, you know what I mean, you can elevate your knowledge and, you know what I mean, because some of the stuff you sound like, damn, bro, I didn't even look at it like that, but now that we had the conversation. But we can talk about that some more a little bit, but let's go ahead and get into some things about you with the music. So why don't you go ahead and tell me, bro, going through all those things in life back then, so how did you get started within the music and how did it come to you being part of the Wu-Tang Killer Bees?
Well, originally, you know, I grew up around music. Like my uncle had a band. All of my uncles, actually, they played in a band when I was a kid. So in East Baltimore, we had a drum set and all of that stuff in the basement. So originally, my youngest uncle, who played the bass, he started DJing clubs and came home with turntables. So one day... You know, I come in the basement and he's playing hip hop records now. And I'm like, you know, normally you hear Prince, you hear Michael Jackson, you hear that, you know, you hear Gladys Knight, you know, you hear Patti LaBelle, you hear that. But at this one particular day, he's playing, you know, Grandmaster Flash, you know, and then he got all kinds of records. And then as his record collection was growing, I'm seeing, you know, Cool Moe Dee and Slick Rick and LL and Fresh Prince and all kinds of records. Just, he's coming, Run DMC, you know, he got all the records. So when he's not home, I'm sneaking down there and putting on records, like, and I'm in the mirror and I got the hairbrush and I'm rapping, you know, but that's the beginning of it all. And then eventually, I started just freestyling. Of course, I got caught up in the streets at a young age, and then I just used to freestyle for fun. And it just so happens that in, like, 98, when I was incarcerated, cause I graduated high school and went straight to system, And while I was in the system, I used to battle cats in the courtyard just rapping, just to pass time, you know, something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my cell buddy by the name of Slick One, shout out Slick One from Beantown, straight out of Boston, New Boston. You know, he told me, he said, yo, I think you got the skills to make it, but I think you should write your lyrics down. He's like, you're a real serious brother, but you just got to start putting that pen to work. And I must mm-hmm. say that at the time when he spoke to me, I was very illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly was illiterate at the time, honestly. Like, I literally, I could read, you know. I could write. I couldn't spell worth a lick, you know. I was great at mathematics, but I literally was kind of like dumb, deaf, and blind, really. So
mm-hmm.
as I began to write, it wasn't working out too well. But eventually, I started studying that dictionary, studying and learning and gaining knowledge and reading more uh-huh. books and information, and I became a writer.
Hmm.
And then he showed me a business plan, and then I began to learn business, and I started looking at the music business and industry. So when I came home, I literally was in a rap battle on 92Q, and Raekwon, Ghost, and Cap were the judges.
What?
And this was my first initial introduction to Capadonna, because at the end of my freestyle, he came on and started freestyling on the air, and I won the battle that night. They picked me to win. So kept me on hold, and I ended up hanging up. And then 4 years later, a friend of mine named Kareem introduced me to Capadonna. And I refreshed his memory, like, yo, you don't remember me, but, you know, this, that, and the third. But we met on a different scale. It wasn't even about music when we met. It was more about mm-hmm. Me teaching him how to make salat in Arabic, because we both Muslim. So, yeah, so that's the real reason why Kareem even introduced me to him. So we went and we were studying for like a month. And then he invited me to the studio. He really didn't even know that I rap like that. And then he, you know, he tried to get me. He wanted me to say something at the beginning of a track, like do an intro for him. And while they were setting up the track, I just started rapping. And he was like, yo, you got a verse for that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, go ahead, lay that. Yeah, he was like, lay that. So I laid the verse down. He liked it, took it to New York. Other cats liked it. When he came back, he asked me to be his hype man. And then the rest is history. You know, we came up. We 10 years later now, you know, still in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. Tell the story. That's what's up. So, all right,
yeah.
Bro, so tell us about you now here today in the present. You know, what you're currently working on, you know, and, yeah, answer that one first, and I got another question for you.
Got you. Right now, I ended a contract last year with PYM, Protect Neck Records, under Wu-Tang Management, and during the past 4 years, I've been running my own platform, indieboom.com, all independent digital distribution and social media platform for indie artists of all genres of music. We've been doing national tours independently in the whole nine. I'm currently working on an album called The Renaissance, because this is just a reinvention and a recreation of myself and taking it back to that hip-hop root. You know, the arts, the culture of hip-hop, with the cut and the scratch, the breaking, the graffiti, everything. Like, I'm taking all elements and I'm applying them to this particular project, but I'm bringing it up to date 2016 style. So that's what I'm working on now. And I got a maxi single that I'm dropping with Quiet Riot Records and my label, Mad Source Music Group. That's coming out at the end of March. So that maxi single is called The Ummah, kind of like, you know, Tribe Called Quest dropped back in the day called The Ummah, you know what I mean? So I'm running with that title too, The Ummah, which means the community, because that song right there, Light the Stars, that's what it's about. It's about the struggles of a young child in the community and the things that they see and go through, you know? And
mm-hmm.
so it's featuring that song. Then I got another song with Rel or Relion from the group Paul Campbell, Bobby Brown's group, Paul Campbell. You know, it's called Back Then. That's a hot joint that's going to be on there. Then we got another song that's dedicated to what's going on in the community with the police. It's called Cops Get Away with Murder. Mm-hmm. That's the hits, the lead song on the maxi single, really. But I just decided to leak the Light the Stars joint because I'm giving the world a piece of my heart in every song, you know, mm-hmm. in this whole project. So that's what's going on outside of we touring. You know, we on this road. So we got a show this weekend with Black Rob up in New Jersey. And then March 7th through the 16th, we got a show with Corey Guns, Lil Flip, Young Buck. Down in the South by Southwest. Plus we got two shows on the 18th and the 19th with our artists under our label in South by Southwest. Then after that we got a show with Mano in Jersey on the 24th of March, and then the 26th back here in Baltimore with Young Dirty Bastard and Judah Priest. You know, so we shaking and moving, man. We on the road. We got two shows in Japan in May. You know, we all over the place, man. We running the map right now.
I think now that you have brought up the track, I think it's the perfect time to play it. Big shout out to my music plug ATL, Erica Robinson. But definitely, go ahead and set this track up for us right quick, and let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah. Track is Light the Stars, man. It's about lighting up the stars of the hood. The stars represent the future of our community, man. Prepare for that single to Umar coming soon, Quiet Riot Records.
Right here on Monsterous Radio.
Yo, pages of my life, man. It's the Better Life Movement. Germany. Born Da Vinci, man. I'm at it again. We up in Daddy Max,
let's
man.
Let's go. Come on.
Know me.
Welcome to my world.
I just got a story to tell. Just want y'all to listen and walk with me for a second. Let me paint the picture while I'm up and I'm down. Look through the eyes of this child right here. Let's go. 16, 17 on the search for dreams. 18, 19 selling coke to fiends. 2021. Started banging my gun. 22, 23, fresh home from DOC. 24, 25, I'm glad I made it to see. 26, 27, will my destiny be? 28, 29, still living for crime. 30, 31, no more doing that time. I'm trying to be on the island, popping bottles of wine. My bottles so dawn, that's the type of shit that I'm on. Me and my whole team going over CBI. Coming back to the States, we blowing. Y'all know him from way back when the kid that took all them shots on the chin. Came back and I got it on. Got it now, I'm just so far gone. Y'all can't touch him. I'm out of here, man. Same book in my life, man. I don't think y'all feel me yet. Understand, but they speculate. The kid was 8, squeezy in windows on Broadway in Madison. Playing tag in the building, catching $70 a day. And way back then, that was like drug money. The ghetto children, getting Johnson's, the penny candy store. For a sugar rush, we all lined up outside the front door to bag up cookies like bundles of raw. Me, Devin, Orlando, and Little Joy, the neighborhood tomboy, with no hesitation. In time, we grew up and spread apart. After fifth grade graduation, drug dealers started drafting. Kids straight out of school with that hunger and that dedication. Right around 86, let's go. Damn, we so. My childhood was a trip. You know the song, man. Yo, I just want you to pay attention, Ray. Go, you might
game of chess. Taking a deep breath, feeling butterflies in my stomach and the tightness in my chest. Looking at the whole board before I take my next step, so I don't end up like Orlando Payne and get wet like Chucky in the fifth thing. With his blood on its terrain, double barrels to the face and the brain. How can it be explained, the things that a young man been through and seen? My male role models was alcoholics, web drug dealers, and dope fiends. Robbing me and mom's blind, but they try to front like they clean. Out, what they putting in the visine? In they eyes, my eyes they dream. While I cried by my bedside, asking God, why? 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 So this is my life. What up, buddy? Take a look at my ride. It's so gone, my whole family.
Oh, Wayne, did y'all hear the lyrical playing that? I'm just saying. Born Divine right here on Monsters Radio with DJ E Monster. So, all right, bro, why don't you go ahead and tell people how they can get a hold of you, like on your social networks, things like that, your contact info for booking.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For booking, you could definitely contact Miss Erica Robinson. You could also hit my website, borndivinethegod.com. That's BORNDIVINETHEGOD.com. borndivinethegod.com. You can find all my information, social media, all of that right from that central location. Or you could just Google BORNDIVINE, The True and Living, and you're going to get me on everything, Facebook, Twitter. On Twitter, it's at RealBornDivine, and IG is BornDivineTheGod. So just hit me up, man, Reverb, all that. I'm everywhere, you know. IndieBoom.com, you can find me too. www.indieboom.com, man. Hit the platform. If you're an independent artist, make sure you set up a free profile on music.indieboom.com, man, and find out about how you could be a part of our tour, how you could get digital distribution, marketing, promo, everything. Nothing but real opportunities that's built by artists for other artists. You know what I'm talking about? So get with me, man.
You dig? Okay. I'm going to have to go over there right after the show. I'm just saying, I advise you people out there to do the same thing, too. But, all right, bro, I got another question for you. I got a special guest over here. They're here to say what's up to you, whatnot. I'm not going to tell you who it is. We're going to get to that in a minute. But I just want to I want you to let the people know, because, you know, I checked you out. You dig? I seen your performance at the Echo Stage in D.C., whatnot. I see you getting it in, Big Pimpin'. What can they expect from when they show up at an event that you're performing at?
Oh, man, what you can expect, man, you never know what to expect. You know that witty, unpredictable talent, Wu-Tang shit is what you could expect. You never know, Capadonna might pop out the woodwork or something. Ratchet Rush might swing through in a helicopter or something. You never know, man, like, you know, it get real in the field. Sometimes, you know, I might have a live band with me. I might have a live band and a DJ, or just me and my DJ. I might have 50 people on stage or something. You never know.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, we're definitely going to have to make sure we can get Twin Cities or some type of date out here in Minnesota for you to come out here.
Yeah, I got a good fan base in Minnesota, too, man. I'm trying to come back out there.
I can make it happen. You dig? I'm going to go over here with our, I don't know if I should call him a celebrity guest. I mean, he's well known. I don't know. But I'm going to let the big guy himself, he heard that thing in his ear. What's up, big homie? You going to introduce yourself or you want me to do it?
Well, you already gave me away talking about the big guy.
Oh.
You already described me already. You already gave me the... You already gave him a description.
Right.
They call me the quadruple OG. And I found out about this awesome radio show from the my music plug team. I had no idea what I've been missing. I tuned on tonight. I'm like, this is on fire. The artist is on fire. So do y'all know who I am yet? Does the artist know who I am yet?
Nah, not off top. But it sound you sound real familiar, man. You sound like Kermit.
Kermit the Superstar Maker.
Yeah.
40+ years in the business. 200 gold platinum records. 200 number one records on Billboard. ECMD Radio. My Music Plug. 10 PM Sunday conference call. All that good stuff. And that's my way of supporting other people in the business, like E Monster, supporting him, supporting other people and what they're doing, and my way of giving back to the community by participating and sharing information. That's what I'm doing.
Well, we definitely, I definitely appreciate you, brother. You know, you and I have a mutual friend, Mr. Curtis Davis, Star Maker Records, our Star Maker and a Superstar Maker. So, you know, we definitely have mutual connections. So, you know, I already know.
Okay.
Okay. So, I think we got a couple more people over here that might know you, bro.
You just put it in the box. It's 601 you're looking for.
Okay, there we go. 601, 669, you want to introduce yourself, or are we going to do another celebrity guest? A guest of who it is.
Lake Luger, the Backwood Ambassador, man, out of Jackson, Mississippi, man. South State Connected.
All right,
part
man.
Of the ECMD family. My Music Plug, Mississippi, man. Checking in, supporting E Monster and the whole movement, man. Shout out to all y'all.
Word.
Peace,
up. Peace. So, love, good looking out.
Yeah, everybody's here, bro. You know what I mean? They showing you love. We all support you 100%. You know what I mean, and what you're doing. So, hey, you know, we here. All you got to do is keep us updated on what's going on and make sure people go get them a profile at Where At Kermit. It's We Make Superstars.
We Make Superstars. You can set up profiles on
that. WEMAKESUPERSTARS. We Make Superstars, plural.com. And when you put it up, it says Superstars Central, but it's WeMakeSuperstars.com. Put a profile there. We start
networking
with you even more.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to do that. Make sure I do that.
Okay.
Make Superstars plug. Got you.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Yeah, and add E-Monster. I got my profile over there, too, so make sure you add me. I'm just saying.
I got
you. Anything else? Maybe you want to do some shout-outs or anything else you want to tell people, make sure they know about you before you do your shout-out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely want to shout out my whole team, my man Beast, DJ B-Side, DJ J Venom, Blackie Brown out there in the Twin Cities, my business partner with Mad Source Music Group, a.k.a. Lord Mecca. Definitely Miss Erica Robinson, a.k.a. E-Money Bags, you know. all of my loved ones, definitely my music plug. You know, I'm down here in Street Legal Studios right now, downtown Baltimore. Shout out to my man Mark Madness at Street Legal. You know, definitely shout out my whole Indie Boom staff, all of my reps, the whole entire Wu-Tang family, all the Killer Bees. You know, Big Capadonna, my OG, and my DPG Next Generation family and my Mo Thug family, Big Brother Thin C, you know. Star Maker Records down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Curtis Davis, a.k.a. Pops, you know. Shouting out everybody, man, the whole globe, man. All my international plugs, Capital Magazine, Quiet Ride Records, everybody, Hype Magazine, Soul Central Magazine, Mafia Magazine. All the ones that definitely look out, Matrix 360, all of them. So, other than that, man, y'all just be on the lookout, man. www.borndivinethegod.com, man. Hit me up. Get on that indieboom.com. We got a lot going on. So, be on the lookout for the tour and the shows. Indie Boom Explosion Tour coming to a city near you. and a country near you too. So we about to leap them borders. So
yeah, that's what's
stay
up. Hey,
tuned,
I'm glad
man.
You put that out because I definitely was gonna actually tell you to promote that again. You know what I mean? The Indie Boom, which the company and everything. But hey, matter of fact, seeing that I've got them here, you dig? Let me see if maybe Kermit or you know what I mean? Lex might have a question for you. But I got a question for Kermit right quick. Just hey, Kermit, do you know the time of Miss Erica Robinson's shows? And when they're all on? Do you happen to know her show times? I don't have them in front of me.
No, actually, I don't. I've never tuned into her show. This is my first time on yours. So I'm just getting around to it. You know, taking me a while to get adjusted to all these shows. You know, but I just know that when somebody get plugged in, like the artists you got tonight, man, they on a whole lot of stuff. So they really get
dealing with the plug.
Right,
I know
right.
She's on Fridays.
That's another thing. That's another thing too. We got the 16 Chambers Cypher Battle coming up. You know, Clyde the General versus Bainbridge. Clyde the General defending his title. I'll be the host on 16 Chambers. So make sure y'all tune in for that.
I'm thinking the whole Wu-Tang movement about to make a huge comeback happening. The reason why I said that because you know like. You know, we got the different guys like, you know, Dungeon Master who use, you know, call into the conference calls, you know, like him. We got like the Wu-Tang DJs that call in. I'm like, wait a minute, Wu-Tang every damn where. Now, I didn't hear too much about Wu-Tang before my girl got on a couple's therapy with the Wu-Tang member. Now, y'all was quiet. Now, y'all back out hollering and screaming now. Now, you got a little TV time, a little movie time with what's the name on that TV show out in California. 2014. Now y'all screaming out here now. Just quiet.
Yeah, we shaking. We shaking. Everybody doing their thing, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of a legendary brand that's continuously growing and constantly becoming more profitable for everybody that's involved. It's always a beautiful thing, you know. But I definitely enjoy the love that we get.
So, I mean, here's a good question for you. I mean, we all know, you know, he came from some people, they don't really do that much back work on artists to really know where they came from. But, like, say, like, Method Man, you know what I mean? Is that, like, is he, like, an inspiration for the other Wu members? Because, you know, he took it to a whole nother level. He's in movies and TV shows, commercials, and he's so international.
Well, I mean,
it's crazy.
Ultimately, all of the generals are an inspiration to all of us who are on the further parts of the family tree. You know, they all were initially our inspiration. Like, I know for me, I grew up listening to Wu-Tang. I was a fanatic. Like, you know, I walk into the house party, and if you wasn't playing Wu-Tang, like, I'm about to take this radio or this DJ booth over. You know what I mean? I was a bully with it. Like, yo, come on, cut that bullshit off, man. Give me that. I mean, come on, man. Put this 36 Chambers joint in there. You know, but that's
right.
Because in the area that I lived in, I was the authority on hip-hop music because every time something new dropped, I had it. I was always at the record store getting all of the latest. Redman first joined, I had everything. Def Squad, everything. You name it, Onyx. Every time something new came out, I had it first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had a great time coming up like that. You know, the 90s was a very, very beautiful time for me as a teenager. But and then to become a part of the movement later in life as a man, as a grown man, is a dream come true, really. You know, so all of the generals, but the main thing, I mean, my main inspiration in the family is my OG Capadonna because I got taught one-on-one directly the business, the culture, the movement. You know, it's one thing to be inspired, but it's another thing to be taught. Like, yo, this how you do this. You know, every general, all of the generals ain't going, they don't do that. Then you might see him in a movie and that inspire you, but he ain't going to show you how to get in the movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? That's just like I've ran into people in my travels who had an opportunity and the honor of meeting Old Dirty, such as like Dungeon Master. You know what I mean? They had an opportunity to be around ODB and be inspired directly by him versus just being somebody who grew up listening to him.
Right,
you know, or watching him on the television. It's a whole different, like, I was on tour with Meth. You know, at one point, you know, a long time ago, it ain't like that nowadays, but it used to be. When Meth was coming down to Baltimore shooting a wire, at one point it was a situation where when he show up at the strip club, he would call my phone. Yo, boy, what up? Mm-hmm. I'm down here at the strip club. Boy, I'm about to go in here. You know, they gave me the VIP. Me and Red, we're about to go in. You know? Like, the doorman would call me first. Like, yo, your boy's down here. Yo, who that? Map down here. You know what I mean? Right down there on the block. That used to happen. Like, you know what I mean? So when you go from being a student from the outside looking into being a peer almost, where you getting to really be around brothers and getting to learn the personal side, you know, some of the personal side, or getting to see them in real time, it becomes a different situation. You know what I mean? Like, now you're not starstruck looking at them, but you realize that, like, yo, they just like me. You know what I mean? They go through some of the same shit I go through. You know what I mean? And when you start getting to that level, it's not the inspiration, it's the teaching to learn how they make it through that shit and still do the shit that they do.
Right.
You know? Like, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like what Meth went through knowing that his queen had cancer. You know what I mean? I don't know what that feels like. But to see him make it through that and still do the shit that he do, it's like Superman. Because he still get out there and walk on crowds and shit. Like, I'm still going to walk on water. You know what I mean?
I seen it, bro. Yeah, I seen him walk on crowds.
That shit real.
It is phenomenal. I don't know what to say, bro. Yeah. I just hope he don't try to walk on me because I'm too little. I'm just saying, I seen it, bro. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you know, so it's definitely an honor.
Sorry, go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's definitely an honor to, you know, to see and be around that, you know.
Okay. So, all right, let's see if Lex has a question for you. You got one for him, Lex?
Well, I don't know, he might have already answered it, but I just want to know, like, is this a whole nationwide movement, you know, with the Honor the Generals, with new Wu-Tang members?
You know, each general has their own chamber, and they got their own movement. Like, if you notice, Capadonna got GLF, God Love Family Entertainment, and that's a movement within itself. And then he also was the head of the whole Wu South situation. So that's a movement in itself. And then me and the Cap had the Better Life movement together. That's a movement in itself. And then I branched off and started Indie Boom. Indie Boom is a movement within itself. Meth and Hands On Music, they got the Meth Lab situation. That's a movement in itself. You know what I mean? So each general got something going on. You know, like Ghostface with Theodore Unit. That's his unit. That's his movement. And that's going on. You know, so RZA got the Black Knights out there in the West Coast, Killer Bees. That's a movement. So it's mainly they got Wu Brazil now. It's like there's so many chapters. So it's more of an international foundation for the whole umbrella. Like, you know, Wu-Tang is forever, it is forever. We transition. You know what I mean? Wu-Tang then went through multiple generations. It's probably babies in some chick womb right now with throwing up the W right now. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So somebody going to get their baby tattooed with a W as soon as they born. Like, it's going down. You know? So, I mean, that's what I said, man. Like, when they say, yo, is it a movement that's going around in general? Man, that's a good question. But I think it's more or less like it's a cult following, man. Like, people became obsessed with the W. And that's what Ghostface was saying on an interview I watched. He said, man, all across the world, everywhere he done been, is people with the W tattooed on him. He said, but he done seen people with Old Dirty, whole face and all of that tattooed on their leg or their arm or their back.
Mm-hmm.
That's immortal.
Right.
He's immortal. He, like, Wu-Tang is really forever. It's immortal. They ain't going nowhere. You know?
Right.
So that's huge, man. You know, so it's just all about where a person see themselves in the picture and how they going to apply themselves. You know?
Thanks,
brother. Right. Well, you know, so, hey, we went way over the time. It don't matter. I'm pretty sure talking to you, man, there's sometimes, you know, when you just talk to people and you're just talking to them, but no, this right here is an intelligent conversation, informational. You're telling me stuff I didn't know. I've been a Wu-Tang forever. You dig? I remember their first album. I'm not for sure. You dig? I think I do. I remember the first one I got. But you know, I really appreciate you taking your time to come out tonight and, you know, do the interview with us. Mad salute, bro. Hey, I would love in the future if we can get another one with you. As a matter of fact, we're going to open up the whole show. We're not just going to do 60 minutes. We're going to do a whole 3 hours or something, you know what I mean, to really get into it. So, you know, I just want to say thank you, bro. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Once again, big shout-outs to Monstrous Radio. Thank you for having me on. Big shout-outs to my music plug. Shout-outs to All-Star Promoters Radio, Erica Robinson, everybody, Superstar Maker, everybody involved, man. I really, really appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. I support everything that y'all got going on. Feel free to tag my Facebook and all that with any flyers of any events and anything that's going on, and I'm going to reshare them, man. Let's keep it moving and growing this culture.
Okay. That's what's up. So I'm going to go ahead and let Lex go ahead and give out his social network information, and then I want Kermit, the Superstar Maker, to tell y'all about something that's going on every Sunday night. Go ahead, Lex. Tell me your social network information, please.
Okay, yeah. You can find me on Facebook at lex.luga. It's lex.luga.5. And on Twitter, it's mymusicplugms1. It's mymusicplugms1. And Instagram is sscplugluga. That's sscplugluga.
Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, let people know your social network information there, Mr. Kermit Superstar Henderson. And what about this 10 p.m. thing on Sundays?
I can tell you about that. It's every Sunday, so you don't have to wonder, like, are they going to have it this week? Are they still doing it? Is this Sunday, that Sunday? Is it still going to happen? Yes, every Sunday means every Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern time. I mean, 10 o'clock Eastern time, that's the East Coast. If you're in the, like, Chicago area or down south in Memphis or even where Lex Luger is, or back with Ambassador Jackson, Mississippi, and you're on Central Time Zone, I mean, it's 9 o'clock for you. If you're in the mountains like in Denver or in Mexico or something like that, then it may be 8 o'clock for you. And if you're in California, the West Coast, it's 7 o'clock for you. But it's every Sunday, p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Music Business Conference Call. Everybody welcome. One friend, bring another friend. You'd be surprised the information you get. Matter of fact, we were discussing, I think it was either this Sunday or last Sunday, the information that we were sharing is worth $1,000. We're going to charge you a dime to get on and learn the business and further your career with having knowledge that you need to further your career. And I'm going to give my social information. I'm going to give my phone number first. I'm going to come back to it later, so in case somebody want to write it down that's not ready. But anybody can have my phone number. It's best to text me. I can't ask. I don't even ask the phone. I don't even turn my phone. I don't even turn my ringer on. So it's not even about me taking a call. But you can text me at area code 216-276-1829. That's anybody. My phone, I keep it public, but obviously I get a bunch of phone calls. Don't bother to leave a voicemail because the most current voicemail I got that I can access, because I got over 150 voicemails, is from August of last year. So I got to catch up on that. So text me or inbox me on Facebook is the best way to get me. Sometimes you may tag me on Twitter. I may can see it, but not always. And my Facebook, I have two of them. The one page is my name, Facebook.com/Kermit, K-E-R-M-I-T, Henderson. The other page is Facebook.com/Superstar Maker, but the name on there says Kermit Henderson Jr. That's the one I'm on the most, is on that page, and that's the one you can inbox me on, or communicate whenever we get communication started, as well as text. My Twitter is my name, at Kermit, K-E-R-M-I-T, Henderson. If you want to find out about all the conference calls, like that happen every day or whatever, or different things like this show or whatever, if he wants to get it to me in time, or like Kevin's show earlier that was on K100 that we did promote, you can find out on DJ, the number 7CC. DJ as in DJs. DJ, the number 7CC. That's where you can always find out what's the next conference call coming up that you can get good information from. We had a great call last night out of Houston, Texas that was really good. You know, and one out of Atlanta that was earlier yesterday. Then we had my call this past Tuesday, every other Tuesday. You know, then, you know, it's a lot of good calls. I hear a lot of good information. I have one more Twitter page. It's ECMD Radio. ECMD Radio. So that's the three places to find me on Twitter. Also, My Music Plug, SSM for Superstar Maker. My Music Plug, SSM for Superstar Maker. That's all my Twitter stuff. My Instagram is the THE Superstar Maker. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm even still on MySpace under Kermit. K-E-R-M-I-T Henderson. So that's the only place you can find. I'm on Pinterest. So, you know, just find them everywhere. And don't forget the number for those that was waiting to get something right now. Is area code 216-276-1829. Thank you, sir.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, did y'all hear what he said? That's a real triple OG. He said, I still got a MySpace. No, nobody still got a MySpace for Kermit. It is what it is. So, we're going to keep it moving. I guess the show's over right about now. Big shout out to Erica Robinson for making all of this possible, all this happen. Don't forget, like he said, all these spaces, you can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Tumblr. You missed anything, you can always run back the archives 24/7, 365. Have your ink pen together. And you can even download the MP3. I'm just saying. So, all right, make it do what it do. Make sure you find me over at plug.com. Big shout-out to Kevo. Y'all know who y'all are. As a matter of fact, if you're an artist and you got something big coming up, you're trying to get out there, I mean really, really out there, check this out and have a good
night. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Kevo the Plug, and I am your music plug. Real quick, to all the artists that's out there, man, that can't make it to South by Southwest, Southern Entertainment Awards, the SGM Awards, or any of the major award shows that are coming up or the events, let My Music Plug handle the business for you. Let us take out your CDs, your flyers, your business cards, or any promotional items and materials that you have, and we'll pass them out and distribute them with our street team in the streets doing real work. Like I said, Kevo the Plug, I am your music plug. Give me a call, 308-389-1812. Let's discuss business today. 308-389-1812. Let's talk.